So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Does he really resonate with him?
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he makes the
talk. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
To another episode of the Shakir Hussein Show. I'm actually here with one of my amazing clients, Øystein from Norway. He flew in from Europe. I do these one-day strategic mastermind brainstorming sessions. It's $20,000 a day. So I have clients from all over the world that will fly in and they'll spend $20,000 to come and spend 6 to 8 hours with me in my penthouse in London, or if I'm in Dubai or Singapore or wherever. And they get to come hang out. I get to have a great time. Usually these are already existing clients, because I love working with them. And so for new clients as well, I do that. It's usually a little bit more. Usually it's like $30,000 a day. But anyway, so he's here. We're hanging out. We're watching these videos on YouTube. I'm sharing certain things with him. And I thought I'd give him some surefire tips, secrets, strategies, hacks, whatever you want to call them. Things that if I lost it all and I had to start all over again, what would I be doing? How would I be going out there getting it? How would I get the money, right? How would I go and impact more people? And how would I become a millionaire? How would I go and make $1 million? You know, I was very fortunate when I was 23, I think. By the time I was 23, 24, just before I turned 24, in my first 3 years of online marketing, I made over $1.2 million. On my third year, I actually did $1.2 million from scratch. So the stuff that I'm going to share with you obviously works, has worked for me, is still working for me right now, because right now we're still generating tens of millions of dollars in our business. So this stuff works. But if I went back and I had to start all over again, I'd make it very simple. I'd look at the foundation of making money on the internet. It's traffic and conversions equals cash. So if traffic and conversions equals cash, the more advanced version is traffic and conversions and economics equals cash. But regardless, traffic and conversions equals cash, which basically means the more people we can get to our store, our products and services, which is where they convert, the more money that we're going to make. And I was very blessed many, many years ago. I learned this one simple formula from a friend of mine now. By the time he was a guru to me, a guy called Mike Dillard, who has a podcast called selfmademan.com. And Mike Dillard talked about this formula of, you know, the first step is you build a list of subscribers. So you go out and you get traffic. The second step is you go and build a relationship with those people so they know, like, and trust you, and they'll buy from you. And then the third step is you market and you sell to those group of people and subscribers and customers and clients or whatever. And if you keep following this three-step process, essentially what you have is a business foundation that you can go into any industry. And people ask me all the time, how did you build 10 different million-dollar brands, products and services and promotions and campaigns? It was very simple. I figured out what those three things are. How do you build a list? How do you build a relationship with them? And then how do you go and market and sell to them? Finding out what their pains and needs are, and then how do you go and sell to them? And so one of my top tips would be, if I lost everything, I'd go back to principles. Principles make you money. Tactics will make you poor. Tactics is what broke people look for. What's the quick hit? What's the cool, you know, what's the thing that I can do right now to get this immediate result? Which is fine, and I get it, because once upon a time I was there in that place. I was frustrated, buried in debt, blah, blah, blah. But it starts off with principles. And if you start thinking, the first principle I can give you is stick with principles and not tactics. Strategy will outbeat tactics any day of the week. I still don't know how to do Facebook ads. I don't care about it. It's a tactic. It's going to change. One day it's going to be there, another day it's going to go. But what I do understand is customer acquisition. How can I spend $500 and go and get a $100 customer because I know I can make $20,000 on the back end of that customer. That's why I understand. That's why I still don't know how to put up my own landing page. I still don't know how to set up my landing page with my Ableback account and my Infusionsoft account and my Entreport account. I still don't know any of these things. And I don't care about it. Because these are just tactics. These are just the principles of business. That's what I understand. If you understand principles and you commit to learning principles, it's going to take you far. So business principles, marketing principles, sales principles. If you haven't picked up a copy of my book, by the way, this is a shameless promotion, but make sure you go pick up backpackmillionaire.com. Grab yourself a free copy. I'm giving away 10,000 free copies in the next 12 months. So make sure you go and grab one of those free copies whilst there's limited stock, limited copies available now. Soon I'm going to charge $20 like every other book in the bookstore. But for now, if you go to backpackmillionaire.com, you can grab a copy for yourself free. In that book, I talk about principles. I talk about the secret to my success has been principles. I stuck with a set of principles rather than tactics and strategies. My second principle, my second surefire tip, we call these the surefire tip strategies, okay? The surefire tip would be is you got to think long term. Think long term. Every single person, just look at Jeff Bezos. He's the world's richest man right now, the current time I'm recording this podcast. And he's a huge inspiration to me. I research, I read, I watch his videos. I absolutely love the guy. Even Warren Buffett, okay, who's been the richest man in the world for many, many decades, he said, you know what? Out of everyone, I did not see Jeff Bezos coming up. He completely missed the boat on Amazon. So why did Amazon get to where they are now? Because of a handful of things. One, they were customer-centric, okay? They were customer-centric. Two, they were always innovating. They were always innovating. Three, they had long-term vision. Four, they were continuously optimizing. Next, they had corporate agility, okay? What does corporate agility mean? It's essentially all about speed and execution, okay? The ability to remain flexible and adaptable regardless of your business's stages of growth, whether you're starting out or you're, you know, experienced and growing. It's funny because in 2012, Kodak, okay? Kodak, by the way, was one of the world's biggest. I don't know if you remember Kodak, but Kodak, you know, the camera company, when we were growing up, that was the company. It's like Kodak camera. It's a Kodak moment. You know, they started when they were 1975. They practically invented what's a camera. But I think 2012, 2011, something like that, they went bankrupt. Just look at, what's that shop called? Blockbuster Videos. Is it called Blockbuster? No one even knows what they're called. Blockbuster Videos. Netflix comes in, wipes them out. Why? Because they didn't have speed and execution and they weren't flexible. And you got to be that. You got to have that flexibility in your business. Okay? What else? Okay, so tip number three. Okay, tip number three, no matter what happens in business, especially when you're doing online marketing, direct response marketing, internet marketing, there has to always be an offer. Okay, there always has to be an offer. I send an email to my list every single day. Guess what I do? I make an offer. I make more offers. My highest paying client has probably spent just in the range of about $230,000 to $250,000. Okay, that's nearly $250,000. One client. Like, wow. That's, sometimes I even think about it and I'm like, wow. I know one of my friends, he's had clients that have spent $300,000 to $350,000 with him. Right? There's always an offer and you have to make offers. You have to continuously make offers. That's just, people will always have needs and desires and problems and challenges. And the person that makes the most offers wins. So make more offers. Okay? There's always going to be, I don't even know what number I'm on. Three. I think I'm on number four. Number four tip is you always have to give people a reason to act right now. They need to act right now. They need to come outside the comfort zone. They need to make a decision. So when I'm doing my events, when I'm always having a strong call to action, right? Because the stronger the call to action, the more committed someone is. And if you give them a call to action and they respond to you right now, you know that's a client that is going to be taking action over and over again. Okay, tip number five. Fortune is in the follow-up. Fortune is in the follow-up, okay? One of my first ever advertising campaigns I ran when I was a young kid, I spent $7,500. And the guy that was selling me the traffic said to me, you have a chance to make $64,000. And there was a part of me that just kind of knew it was too good to be true, but I was like, heck, what the heck, I'm in. So I spent $7,500. I make $25 back. And it rips my heart out. And I never forget, I learned this concept of the fortune is in the follow-up. And there was a guy called Sean Earhart. And he was the only 25 buyer that came in. Right? And I call him up and he connects with me. We don't hit it off. I follow up with him. And one day I follow up with him and he says his computer's got a virus. He needs to take it in. The next day he tells me his son needs to go play karate. The next day, one after another. And I just kept following up. And then he bought a $10,000 program. That day changed my life. And now I follow up. I follow up endlessly. I follow up with customers. You know, when they pay a certain amount of money, I follow up with them personally, you know, and then I have a team that follows up. We have reactivation campaigns going now. Actually, it's December right now, the time of recording this. So I have a whole series of promotions that's going to go out. And these promotions, they're going to be high value invitations to come to my live events. It's going to include a customer appreciation gift. But these are things that I'm doing to reactivate because I know this, the fortune is made in the follow-up. You get it? I'm about to launch maxincomesystem.com to the marketplace, and the first customers I want to go to is who? The customers on my database. So I've allocated about 5,000 customers. If I was spending, I don't know, you know, $5 a piece, that's $25,000, but that's $25,000 to send out 5,000 pieces to my customers. You get it? Now I'm going to reactivate them, and if I can sell, you know, even two packages at $40,000 each, that's $80,000 there. Boom. My money's made. Does that make sense? So, what number am I on? 5 or 6. Okay, who cares? Let me just carry on and I'll share with you. Results rule. Nothing else matters. How much time you spend in front of your computer, how much energy and effort you put in, none of it matters. The only thing that matters is what are the results that you're getting? How much money is coming into the bank account every single day? This is what will drive you as an entrepreneur. You don't get paid based on time. You get paid based on results. You get paid how many people can you persuade, influence, motivate, encourage to pull out the credit card and buy from you right now. That's how you get paid, right? I know when I'm speaking to somebody, I don't really get on the sales calls anymore, but sometimes every now and then I'll have somebody that wants to speak to me to enroll in a $40,000 coaching program, you know, and I am going to make the offer and I'm going to tell them, this is what you need to do and you need to act right now. And sometimes, you know, for an average person, $40,000 is a lot of money for coaching. If I can save them 3 years of their life, $40,000, and they realize that, and the first thing I always tell them is, as an entrepreneur, you have to realize only results matter, nothing else. Next tip, I'd develop my public speaking skills. So now I'm at a stage where I can go around the world, and I've done this from Canada, all over Canada, UK, Singapore, Hong Kong, I mean, just like all over the place. And I've commanded $100,000 fees. And I've literally spoken on stage. A couple of hours later, you know, I'm having $100,000 wires coming in. And the reason is I've been able to develop, cultivate, hone, practice my speaking abilities. You know, the other day I was in my penthouse, I paid somebody £12,000 for them to come and spend an entire day with me to just coach me on public speaking. Right? So when it comes to public speaking, when it comes to presenting, this is probably the highest value leverage skill you can develop. Why? Because it's like you're developing one skill. It's like, imagine like you know how to cook, right? Like I've recently started learning how to cook. I mean, very basic stuff, just using the air fryer and adding in microwavable food because I've been so used to eating out every single day for many, many years, right? So sometimes now I make food at home. And here's the thing, now I know how to make some decent food. It doesn't matter what country or where I go, I can go and make food, right? So same way, when you develop speaking, when you develop how to speak on stage in front of people, then it's like, it doesn't matter what country you go to, you can speak on stage. You can get on stage, you can tell a compelling story, you can win people's heart over, you can gain trust with them, and you can ask them for lots of money. And that skill then transfers into webinars, into your podcasts, into your YouTube videos. And that's those skills no one can take away from you. And if you look at every single person who's, you know, and you don't necessarily have to be extroverted. I have friends who are mega successful, but they're introverted guys, right? They're not like, wow, blah, 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 that kind of, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it, you know? So you got to understand that first, that that is one skill that's highly valuable in the marketplace. And here's what really shifted it for me, because I used to be a big, fat, morbidly obese kid when I was younger. I'm still a little bit overweight, but I've lost a lot of weight from back then. And I didn't have a lot of confidence. And you know what? One of my mentors at the time, Rich Sheffrin from Strategic Profits, he shared, when you start online marketing, you have to become digitally extroverted. Digitally extroverted. So even if you're an introverted person, the person watching you, they want to know your ability to put yourself on camera makes you digitally extroverted. And he said, focus on becoming digitally extroverted. What else? Next tip. Out of every single traffic method, traffic system that I've developed, I've used, I've spent over $1 million cash on Facebook ads, $1 million on solo ads, email marketing. Nothing beats the power of having your own traffic source, which is your own list of subscribers. Absolutely nothing comes close to that. Nothing comes close to you having your own list of subscribers. When you have your own list of subscribers, you start to command instant cash. You know, people always ask me, how do you make consistent, reliable, predictable income? Listen, I've been making money, God bless me, all praise to God first, for about 5+ years, consistently every single day, probably longer than that now, it's about 6 years. Every single day, I've woken up with more money in my bank account. Every single day. Every single day. You know what that is? 24/7, 365. Eid days, Sundays, Christmas. Every single day, non-stop, money has come in. For over 5+ years. You know how much confidence you can get? I had a debacle. I had something bad happen last year. That was a big lesson. I had employees steal money from me. I had one lady that I hired that had no finance experience whatsoever. She was running my finance stuff. She made a whole bunch of costly mistakes. I mean, put it this way. She made a mistake where just 2 days ago, the HMRC, the, you know, government the HMRC refunded me because I paid too much tax. That's the kind of mistakes she made. And I mean, she's not part of my business, she's not part of my life, but that's the kind of mistake she made. And I hired, we were in hyper growth, and I had a whole bunch of cash stolen from him, but which was a very painful lesson. She's a very painful lesson. And I learned the hard way, you know, that growth can suck cash. Growth can make your business or break your business. And it can also break you. And there was days, I mean, last year I went through some crazy times where I felt like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I mean, well, what am I doing? But you always have, you know, secret. You never give up, right? You always keep going. And so I kept it going, and, you know, now we're still doing multiple six figures per month, and we're growing stronger by the day. We have much, much more sustainable. I've hired some high-level executive-type people to come in, help us clean it up, and it's just been a crazy, crazy journey. But you know one thing I've always had? Is a sheer belief and confidence that it don't matter. Even if I lost it all, I could go make it back all over again. You get it? And that's the confidence you want. Like, you're full of courage and full of capabilities. Like, my mom wants me to buy a house right next to her house. Okay, I've already worked out what I need to do. I need to do two webinars, and then I'm gonna buy the house. Next 3 months. Done. You get it? I'm literally going to... I've got two offers. I'm going to put the two offers out, and they're going to be seeing me two webinars, and then I'm going to automate them. And I've given myself 3 months. The house costs, I think, £550,000, which is about $700,000. And I'm just going to make that money, and every bit of money that I make from those webinars, boom, it's there to buy a cash. Like, I don't deal with loans or mortgages, so I have to buy cash. The reason is that it's for religious purposes, but because I don't deal with interest. So I'm going to buy this house straight up, all cash, because I know it's going to make my mom happy. Right next to her house. Does that make sense? So these skills, once you develop them, no one can take these away from you. Right? Like, I know how to speak on stage. I know how to tell. Another tip I'll give you is develop your storytelling abilities. Now, I'll tell you, you know, I wasn't born with knowing how to tell stories, but I knew from early on, if you tell a story, you engage people. I mean, I was selling mobile phones when I was 14 years old in the streets. I was hustling since I was a kid. I used to work for my father's factory in Brick Lane in East London, and I'd realize and know that if I was to go and go up to the lady and give her a big smile, she would end up giving me £20, which was like, I don't know, $30. Back then, it was all the money in the world. I was a kid, 12 years old. And if I sat there, then she'd wave and she'd walk by. So I used to count. She's coming. And she was a short little Turkish lady. My dad speaks Turkish because he used to work with a Turkish family for about 17 years. And they were based out in, I think, Hackney. Hackney or Brick Lane, I can't quite remember. Brick Lane in East London. It was a place there. And I would listen to her walk by. And as soon as she comes in, I'd run up, smile, and then I'd wait. And she'd give me money. And early on, I realized if you do certain small things, small levers will have a, you know, that's the Perry Marshall. I met Perry Marshall the other day. I love that guy. Small levers that swing huge doors. Always remember that. What are the small levers in your life that can swing the big doors? So, your ability to tell stories, to write stories, to captivate people through stories will create a higher level of influence and impact than you ever thought before. I've literally got on stage and I've told a story for 2 hours, and as I walked out, I've had men, I've had women walk out with me, say to me, "What are you selling?" And I'm like, $40,000 gets you a year with me and my team, and $120,000 gets you me. And I've had well over a dozen people come out, pay over $120,000 for my private time, basically. Imagine that. And this stuff is not rocket science, right? I still have never ever actually gone through a story, I don't know, you know, storytelling book. I've never gone through that, but I just know you tell a story, you follow a specific formula, and you develop this habit of telling stories, it will take you far. When I start a webinar, I tell a story. When I get on stage, I tell a story. When I meet somebody, I tell a story. And stories are one of those things that it never gets old. It never gets old. It never dies out. Stories are the things that have always bonded us and will continue to bond us. I mean, back in the day, people that lived in caves, right? How did they communicate? Stories. And we learned, I mean, just look at like the Egyptian pyramids. I mean, they used to have hieroglyphics. That's why it's called, I think, the language, right? And what was printed on the pyramids or on the walls inside of the pyramids? Pictures. What were the pictures? It was a story. It's all a story, right? Our whole life is one big story. And how are you showing up? So that's what you have to think about and focus on when it comes to increasing conversions. Again, you follow the simple principles, right? You build a list of subscribers, you build a relationship with them, then you market and you sell to them. Most people, they can get traffic, but they can't do the second thing. They can't tell a story, they can't add value. And here's how you will increase your income, guaranteed. And I learned this from Mike Dar many, many years ago when I was a kid. It changed my life, and hopefully it changes yours. The concept of increasing your PVL. PVL. PVL stands for personal value level. Okay, I kind of took that a step further in my own right, and I developed my own formula, which was value multiplied by leverage equals wealth. And the more wealth you can create, the strategic byproduct is money. So the more money you want to make, the more value you have to create in the world. How do you create more value? You go and learn a specialized skill. You go and learn a specialized skill. Most people aren't prepared to go and learn a specialized skill. You have to go out and commit yourself to learning a specialized skill. Okay, you learn a specialized skill that no one else has, that no one else is bothered to learn. And you do that, and that's what's going to take you and help you now and long term. See, it's funny because it's like when people ask me, oh, but what's the secret to making lots of money? And I'm like, you got to learn how to communicate in an effective way that converts your leads into subscribers. And then they say, okay, so what should I do? I say, go and learn copywriting. How many people do you think learn that? But if you learn it, it'll change your life forever. You know, I know with full confidence that if I prepare and I do a solid webinar, I can go make over $1 million. One of my webinars did over $1.2 million. With replays and whatnot, afterwards it generated over $2 million. One single webinar can change your life. One single webinar. How can I become good at webinars? Go and learn copy. Go and learn the skills that no one else is bothered to learn. But if you learn it, you'll be the one that gets the results that no one else is going to get. Right? So, and if you're completely brand new to copywriting, I recommend going to the GaryHalbertLetter.com. He has a great, great, great free newsletter. If you go to worldacademy.com/copywriting, you'll find our full certification course on copywriting. So that could be something that maybe is of interest to you. I spent a lot of money learning how to write copy. I bought a ton of programs, spent a gazillion dollars hiring copywriters. So I know a thing or two about copy. And I mean, now I have people that write my sales copy, but I still go in and I polish it and I make sure it looks good and it feels good. But that's basically what that part is. So what's another tip I can give you if I was starting from scratch? You look at what everyone else is doing and you do the right opposite. Observe the masses and do the right opposite. Observe the masses and carve out your own space. There's no such thing as competition. There's only one thing. How do you dominate? Domination is what's going to put you... No one remembers who's number three and number four. They remember number two because he or she was nearly there. They always remember number one. So aim for the best, because if you don't aim for the best, you're selling yourself short. And sometimes it's hard to motivate us. You know, I have these issues sometimes myself. And there's a question I learned from one of my earliest mentors, a guy called Mark Hoverson. Bless him. Mark shared this strategic question, should I say. And this was the question. If you become successful, who else benefits? Right? If I become successful, my family benefits, my future kids benefit, my friends benefit, the people that I never thought of impacting, they benefit. The poor people that are dying, they benefit. The orphans that want to learn about spiritual education, they benefit. The kids that haven't seen XYZ, they get to benefit. I get to create a larger impact and influence in the lives of people. I mean, money is nothing more than an instrument of change. What do you do when you make the money? So that's a question you want to ask yourself. And here's a cool exercise that you should do. Write down 50 to 100 reasons why you want to make money. And here's the tricky part. You're going to get stuck at probably maybe halfway. Okay? Write down 50 reasons why you want to make money. And I learned this from one of my first ever millionaire mentors. And he said, your brain creates these synapses. Right? This is why we're like so addicted to new experiences. Because the brain is always seeking that. And when you... It's something to along the lines of the brain will create new synapses and force your RAS, your reticular activating system, to find ways to make that goal happen, right? If you see, I got a journal there, and what do you think I do in my journal? I journal, and when I open it up, you know, I have a couple of journals. I have a pocket journal, and then I have a medium-sized journal, and then I have a large journal, whatever. But this is my pocket-sized one. I am holding it right now in my hand, and as soon as I open it up, literally, in the first, it says, you know, in the first thing, 2018, you know, I'm making over $100,000 per day, every single day, on complete autopilot, without me being there, without me doing any work. That's my goal. $100,000 per day on complete automation. You get it? See that? And then, how much money am I investing in different asset classes? You know, whether it's gold and silver, property, different real estate. Startups. Last year I invested over $1 million in startups, and I've learned lessons, what to do, what not to do. Next year my goal is to invest over $5 million just in properties, to put in $1 million in cryptocurrency. So these are things that I write down these goals. They scare me, they excite me. One of my earliest mentors, Dr. Joe Vitale, said your goal isn't worthy if it doesn't excite you and if it doesn't scare you. I've never made $30 million in a single year. That's my goal for 2018. The way I behave, the way I show up, that's what I'm preparing for. In the next 10 years, my goal is to hit $1 billion. Is to take WealthAcademy.com and my software company to over $1 billion. And I'll give myself 10 years. I'm pretty confident I'll do it less than 10 years. Maybe 5 to 6. Right? And so every day I wake up and that's what's in my head. I see my goals. How often are you writing your goals down? And it's crazy and scary how your goals will come true. Some of the goals I wrote down when I first started internet marketing, I wrote it down and I put it on a wall. I put it behind the wardrobe of this wardrobe that I used to have in my parents' house. And all of those things are pretty much there. You know, I remember writing down when I was a newbie, oh, I want to become friends with Mike Dillard. You know, cool stuff like that. And at one of my last events, my Traffic Millionaire Summit live event in London, he flew out, came and spoke. So this was a few years ago. I've had many millionaires and billionaires actually speak at my last event. So when I tell you these things, this is all from real hardcore experience. No theory here. Right? If I lost it all, I'd make sure I, you know, so here's the thing. When you're starting out, you don't have a lot of money. Or even if you have a lot of money. So for example, you're doing well, you know, you're well off. This is me speaking to my client, by the way. But you want to make it in the internet marketing world. So you got to ask yourself, what is it that thing that you're lacking? Are you fearful? Is it self-love? Is it that you've had a bad past and you haven't healed yourself? Is it that you've done something and you feel guilty about it? Right? Because all of these things matter, man. All of these things matter. You know, like last year, I had a couple of people steal a bunch of cash from me. Over $500,000 cash stolen. Boom, done. This was real money that's owed to me. That's, you know, basically was stolen from these guys. And the lady I had in charge did a horrible job at managing. And she reported all the wrong numbers and figures. And so I trusted her too much. And for long time, I hated them. I hated every one of them. And like, I'm learning to forgive them, but I haven't forgotten the stuff that they did. They took advantage. Does that make sense? Right? And so, it's funny because I met Perry Marshall. He wrote a book called 80-20 Sales and Marketing. You should all go and read that book and study like your life depended on it. It's one of those rare books. It's one of those rare, rare books that I always recommend. So anyway, Perry says to me, you know, I explained to Perry, you know, what's been happening. And he says, Shaq, the bitterness will eat you alive. You got to let them go. You got to free yourself. So I did. Because when you put conditions and when you feel like you're feeling a certain way and that person or this person has done this or that person, they're controlling your emotions. Whereas, what's the real truth? You're in control. What's the real truth? If you've done it once, you can do it again. If you've done it 10, you know, I've always had a belief. If you do it once, you can do it 10 times. If you do it 10 times, you can do it 100 times. You know, I've done over $25 million in sales in just the last few years. I know if I put my focus in, I can do $25 million in a single year. More than $25 million in a single year. It won't take me more than a couple of years. Does that make sense? Because I've done it once, I can do it 10 times over again. If I do it 10 times over again, I can do it 100 times over again. And so that's what you have to focus on. Right? Email marketing. We talked about email marketing briefly. I know I'm ranting on this, but hopefully the listeners at home, or whether you're listening to this on your iPod, iPad, iPhone, wherever, however you're listening to this, hope you're getting some good value from this. Email marketing. Every single day I wake up and I send an email. You know, today you came in and I know you've invested a lot of money to be here. You get some great value from this? Yeah. I still made time. I woke up earlier. I made time to email my list. I made time to email my list. No matter what happens, I got to email the list. That's a habit. And you got to develop these winning habits. The difference between people who are successful and unsuccessful is how they allocate their time. I literally have friends, well, they're not really my closest friends, but I used to have friends, should I say, is they'd complain that they don't have any money, but then they have time to go and watch TV. Mm. Or they'll go read the newspaper instead of reading a personal development book. What you feed your mind is who you become. Right? So you got to starve those distractions and you got to find your focus. and you got to grow that focus. Today, when we are talking about what holds most people back, apart from the obvious one, fear, it's also their lack of focus. And you have to be able to focus for long periods of time doing one thing. There's a great book. It's called The One Thing. I'll give you the summary so you don't have to read a couple hundred pages. But it's just focus on one thing. One thing per day. Nothing more. Just one thing. Just get one thing done. Today my main focus was just making sure that you have a great experience whilst you're here. My one thing. Everything else, it can wait. Everything else is on the side. Just my one thing is I want to make sure that you leave smarter, with more resources, with more connections than you came in before. And right now, you know, if you wanted traffic connections, merchant connections, content marketers, whoever, it's one message away. Make sense? So that's my one thing. And so that's why we spend the whole day together. And so another tip I could give you is focus on building a optimized customer attraction system. Fancy way of just saying, find a way to get customers. And then the most important thing is find your number. What's your number? So what that means is essentially, in any business, you will have a number, and that number determines how much money you can spend to attract each customer. Right? So I have a campaign right now. Every time I spend $5,000, I make back the $5,000 in 30 days, and everything else is profit. I have another campaign where every time I spend $3,000, within 2 weeks, I'm on about 4 to 5 times ROI. Right? I have another campaign. I mean, I have basically a gazillion campaigns like this. I have a campaign where every time I spend solid $40,000 to $50,000, I can make back $200,000 in less than 4 weeks. Does that make sense? So that's why we do so many offers all the time. You know, we make lots of offers because they work. We do lots of events because they work. And do lots of things don't work? 100%. You know, we just passed a Black Friday sale. I must have spent like 5 hours. I wrote a bunch of copy. I had my team stay up. They did this page. And I don't know if it was, I'm sure it was something to do with the, so I don't know what it was. But I sent this link out, and I'm expecting a gazillion sales. What do you think happens? Tick, tick, tick. Crickets. Well, I think we made a couple of sales, but it's nowhere near what I wanted to have happen. Does that make sense? So we always do campaigns. But the goal is to never give up. The goal is keep innovating. Remember Jeff Bezos. Be flexible. You got to keep going. Something don't work out, that's fine. You got to keep going. Keep making offers. Keep making offers. One offer will hit it. Unless you're going to make $1 million. One offer. So get good at, this is another skill. Get good at crafting offers. Because you can be a bad copywriter. You can be a bad presenter. You can look bad, smell bad, talk bad, don't smell bad. You guys listening to this. But don't matter what happens, if you know how to craft an irresistible offer, you can create a buyer's frenzy. Okay? And the ultimate secret of creating a buyer's frenzy is the person that you're selling to needs to feel like they are getting one on top of you. If they can feel like that, then that's it. They're coming in strong to buy your product and service. Another thing I'll tell you, and this is a little bit going on woo-woo, but meditate. Meditate. There's a great meditation by a guy called Vishen Lakhiani. It's called the six-phase meditation. It's free on YouTube. It changed my life. Actually, tonight when I'm done, I'm actually going to go and listen to that. That has been very, very powerful in my life. The Six Phase Meditation by Vishen Lakhiani. One YouTube search will, you know, you can go find it. So that kind of wraps it up. I have a lot more to share. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Let me know. Share some feedback. Leave me a review on iTunes. That's how I get to communicate with you guys. If you're not on part of my list, make sure you go join ShakirHussain.com. And I appreciate you very much. I appreciate my client who's Øystein from Norway. He's here. And you'll be hearing from Øystein very soon. I'm sure I'll bring him on onto this podcast. He's already generated tens of thousands of dollars as a student. He's an ex-engineer. So I'm excited. Again, thanks so much for listening to the Shakir Hussain Show. And I'll speak to you guys on the next one. Bye. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff. And that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.